This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. A major summer construction project has wrapped up in downtown Macomb, and the city is already looking ahead to possibly making more improvements in a couple of years. Phase one of the downtown revitalization project included paving the street and freshly painting parking spots and crosswalks. Additionally, stop signs were installed at all streets entering the square to slow down drivers headed downtown and give the right-of-way to cars already on the square. Construction crews also improved the storm sewers, built new medians, and added back a fourth lane of parking. Mayor Mike Inman says the summer construction improved the downtown greatly.
This was the kind of what we needed to do. The driving surface on the square was past its useful life. This project will address those challenges and move us ahead for a good couple of decades into the future before anyone should have to worry about coming onto the square and doing any improvements again.
The city applied for a grant through the Illinois Department of Transportation to help pay for the first phase of the downtown project, but was turned down. The city decided to complete the nearly $1.5 million project anyway with its own money. Inman says the city plans to apply for a state grant this fall to help pay for phase two of the project. That would include some more streetscaping, additional lighting, and improvements to the sidewalk that wraps around the square. Inman says if approved, the second round of construction could begin in 2019. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.